May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the coming King. Amen. The text I want to talk about is the gospel lesson, the separation of the sheep and the goats on the final day. Let us bow our heads and pray. Lord, ever open our ears to hear your holy word and open our hearts to believe your word. Grant us repentance and faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a what? A sheep. Ba, 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 ba. Sorry for the bad singing. That's a little kid's song that sometimes we sing in vacation Bible school or elsewhere. I just want to be a sheep. And after hearing the gospel today, the white throne judgment, as it's called, the separation of the sheep on the right, the goats on the left, may we all say what? I just want to be a sheep. Yes. I want to talk about the sheep today that are on the right. I want to note how the good shepherd, how Jesus, when he comes, treats the sheep. I want to say four things about the sheep and what the good shepherd does for the sheep on that final day and even now. I'm going to note how the sheep are right, as mentioned. The sheep are recognized. This one will get your attention. The sheep become very, very rich. And the sheep are ready. And all this a gift from the good shepherd. First of all, as we see in the text, the sheep are right. When the good shepherd Jesus comes in glory, he separates and puts the sheep, as Pastor noted here very visually, on the right, and the goats on the left. Sheep on the right, goats on the left. Don't just pass over that. That's very significant, being on the right. Back in that day, if you were on the right side, it was the place of honor, the place of glory, the place of high status, the place of power. And so you see, when our Lord returns in glory, he's not just going to put the church, us Christians, us who believe, the sheep, he's not just going to place us over in the corner somewhere. All right, go in the corner somewhere and hide, as if he's embarrassed by us or something. He puts us on his right off the bat, the place of honor and glory and high status, that we might share glory with him and share the honor with him of that great day. And all the goats, all the unbelievers will see it. They're going to recognize finally, if they don't recognize now, the unbelieving world, that we are right. Isn't it good to be right? And we know we're right when it comes to Jesus. They're going to know that Jesus indeed is God as we confess, that he is Lord, he is Savior, that we are right in confessing that. It's our day of vindication, you see. Because now we sheep, we Christians, now we're often ridiculed, we are persecuted. We are laughed at, we are mocked at. People today in your neighborhood are saying, there they go off to church again. Why do they go to church? I'm just sleeping on Sunday morning. Do something else. We're laughed at, mocked, ridiculed. And we often complain about that, don't we? We say, the media and Hollywood and the movies, they're so anti-Christian all the time. They have bad morals and values in them, and it's all true. But we need to get over that. Expect that from the world. Jesus said, if he bore the cross, we're going to bear a cross. Don't get all mad about that. Be a witness in your life. Stop complaining about all that. Even though we're ridiculed now, we're going to be at the right hand of Jesus. We're persecuted now, so what? Big deal. Soon we'll be in paradise. We're laughed at now, so what? Big deal. Soon we're going to be lifted up in glory with Jesus. You know, it's been a bad football season. I actually think I've been pretty nice this football season, haven't I? yesterday doesn't count. Beating Vandy does not make a good season, does it? But let me recall a good memory for you, this idea of sharing glory. 1998, my first year pastor here, Tennessee won the national title. I thought, well, this is going to happen every year, I guess, down here. All right. Happens with the girls' basketball team almost. But I recall when Tennessee beat Florida that year. I think it was overtime, and they beat them out here at Neyland Stadium. When Tennessee won that game, and they beat Steve Spurrier at Florida, who was highly ranked, what did all the fans do? All right, we beat Florida, let's go home. They rush the field. That's what football teams do when they're at home and they beat a good team. They rush the field. They celebrate the victory. They want to get in the camera, get in the spotlight. They hold up the finger. We're number one. So they show the T-shirt, big orange, I'm Tennessee. They want to share glory with the players, don't they? They want to get close to the players, be in the spotlight, share the honor. And this is what the Lord does for us on the final day. He comes in glory with all the angels, and he says, come close, share the glory with me. Jesus did all the work. We didn't do anything. He did it all. And yet he says, come, share the glory with me. The spotlight. You're at my right hand, the place of honor. Wow. What a loving, good shepherd. Secondly, the sheep are recognized. They're recognized by the good shepherd for the good works they do in faith and in love for others, which is really love for Jesus, as noted in the text. The shepherd publicly announces what they've done for him. He says, these sheep, I was hungry and they fed me. I was thirsty, they gave me something to drink. I was naked, they clothed me. I was in prison, they visited me. I was a stranger, they welcomed me. He recognizes publicly all the good things they've done. Now, note a couple things about this. First of all, note that the works he mentions are not extraordinary acts of love, like the missionary who goes to Africa and gives his life, or the martyr, the apostle who's martyred. Those are good works too, done in faith. But the works he notes here, he recognizes, are very simple. Simple, everyday acts of kindness, because they're important to Jesus. You don't always have to do the very, very special act over there and overseas somewhere and be a missionary. Feed somebody who's hungry. Someone needs a coat, give them your coat. Go visit someone in the hospital, give them a call and comfort them a little bit. These are everyday simple acts of love and kindness that he recognizes on the final day, because we're his children. And this needs to be said too. A second thing I want to note is that do not think by reading this gospel that somehow your good works earn us, that they earn us our sheep status, or they earn us our place in heaven. That's not the case at all. Notice in the text that the separation occurs, the judgment occurs well before he ever recognizes the good works. The shepherd comes and he separates the sheep and the goats. There's judgment. And as pastor knows, that's by faith. The sheep have faith in Jesus and the goats do not have faith. It's all whether you have faith in Christ or not, whether you believe in or baptized or not. That's the judgment. And now after the judgment has taken place and you have the separation already, then he gives evidence of their faith or lack thereof by noting their good works. Jesus is the way to heaven, not your good life. He's the way to paradise. He earns your way by his death and resurrection. It needs to be emphasized today. You know, a Wednesday in church, we had this guy from Alabama here. His name is Joe. He's a good Lutheran. He travels through this area, and he comes to church Wednesday sometimes. And he gave me a good quote. He's very proud because Alabama's number one, by the way, aren't they? He gave me a quote from Bear Bryant. No, you don't like Bear Bryant, all right? Just a quick quote. You know what Bear Bryant said? I got a kick out of this. He told me this quote. If you want to walk the heavenly streets of gold, you got to know the password. Roll, Tide, roll. Please don't stone me. And I told him, that's not the password to heaven. It's just a joke. Roll, Tide, roll doesn't get you into heaven. And neither does go, Vols, go. And Rocky Top isn't the password to heaven. And go, Fighting Irish, my team, isn't the password to heaven either. And your list of the good things you've done is not your password into heaven either. Here's the password into heaven. It's one word, one name, and by this name we enter, and that is the name of Jesus. There's your password. Everyone who calls on that name will be saved. And now the Lord is just recognizing them for the evidence of their faith, the good things they've done, because he's pleased with them. Think of the good works here as kind of like a two-year-old's drawing. Some of you have small children, and that small child makes you a drawing. They color a picture for you. And as a parent, what do you do with that picture? You rip it up and say, man, that's really lousy, Johnny, and throw it in the trash, right? That's not what you do. What do you do with that picture? Where do you put it? On your refrigerator door. Why? It's a crummy picture, after all. I mean, relatively speaking, it's not very good art, is it? Why do you do that? Because it's your child. And you love your child for whatever they do for you, as, quote, bad as it may be. That picture does not earn the child the status of being your child. They're your child by birth. You honor it because it's your child, after all. And when they try to love you, you're pleased, even if it's crummy. Our good works, loving our neighbor, feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, all those good works, in the end, they're quite crummy. Because whenever we do that, we do it out of guilt. We do it for glory's sake. Look at me, I'm so good. We do it with a bad attitude. Often it's tainted with crumminess, sin. And yet the blood of Christ covers those good works too, doesn't it? And cleanses them. And because we do them as God's children, God is pleased with them, recognizes them. But they don't earn our status as children. We're children by baptism, by being reborn. So, the sheep are right. The sheep are recognized. Thirdly, the sheep get very, very rich on the last day. Notice what the shepherd says to his sheep. His first words. Come. Isn't that a great word? Come. Come on, sheep. Don't be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of that final day. We're sheep. We believe him and baptized. Come. You who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Here, heaven is described as an inheritance, which God has been making since the foundation of the world. It's not cheap and small and crummy. It's elaborate and big and huge and wonderful. God's been making this from the foundation of the world. It's our inheritance. We get rich. What does God own? God owns everything. So what are we going to get? Everything. We are rich people even today by faith. And wow, wait until we get to heaven. Inheritance implies that someone dies. You get your inheritance when someone dies. Who died that we might inherit? Jesus died. That's how we inherit. He died for our sins. And by his death, we enter and get our inheritance. Inheritance also implies that we are children. Note, at the beginning of the gospel, we're called sheep. All right, we're sheep. And now we're called children. We have a shepherd who has adopted his sheep to be children and gives his inheritance to these sheep that he now calls children. The love of God here. Let me illustrate this so you understand what this means. How many of you have a dog? All right, how many of you would say that your dog is part of your family? Well, they're part of the family. How many of you treat your dog like a child? Some of you fools do. That's all right. I'm just kidding. All right, let's really see if that dog's a child. How many of you are going to leave everything to your dog when you die? So is that dog really a child? You're not going to leave anything to your dog? I thought you loved your doggy. Your doggy's part of the family. It's a dog, not a child. You will leave nothing to that dog, maybe a few biscuits over here for it when you die. And yet, we sheep are the children of God. This shepherd has adopted us. We're not just sheep, we are children. And he leaves us everything because he loves us. What a good shepherd we have. What a God we have. And so in these bad economic times, we as Christians can shout, I am rich. Say it with me. I am rich. Say it like you mean it. I am rich. I'm forgiven today. God's child today. I'm going to inherit everything in paradise. Don't go home saying, oh, gas is high, although it's pretty low right now. Or, oh, my stocks are going down. Oh, my, what's going to happen? We're rich people. Stop complaining. Be thankful. Last of all, the sheep are ready, aren't they? The sheep don't have to get ready. They're already ready for that final day. How are the sheep sheep? Well, the shepherd's done that for them too, you might expect. The shepherd makes us his sheep. The shepherd does it. We don't make ourselves sheep. We don't cleanse ourselves. We don't make ourselves God's children. The shepherd does all of that for us. Even now he's doing that. That's why church and the ministry of the church, the word of God and the sacraments are so important. The shepherd ever making sheep. We are like a one-year-old. Some of you have, small children, like a one-year-old. Can a one-year-old get ready for church today? You woke your one-year-old up. Pastor, you got a two-year-old now. And Sophia said, I'm going to get up and get ready for church. Doesn't happen that way normally. You must make them ready. You bathe them. You clothe them. You feed them. You bring them here. They don't drive themselves or walk here. You bring them. You do all the preparation. You make them ready because they're incapable. And so we, because of sin, are incapable of making ourselves ready. We can't do it. We're stuck in sin. And so the Good Shepherd bathes us, called baptism. He washes and washes and washes. Puts the clothing of righteousness on us. Feeds us His holy word in our ears today and the sacrament when we have communion, ever to make us ready so that we're sheep on that day. There was a London odds maker who has put the odds of a visitor from outer space coming at 33 to 1. You can guess, you can go to London and get 33 to 1 odds that we will have a visitor from outer space come to the earth. I'd go make that bet. Oh, you shouldn't bet, should you? There are 1 in 1 odds. The odds of a visitor coming from outer space are 1 in 1. It's not going to be E.T. His initials are J.C. He's not an alien. He's the Almighty God, and He will come again. When He comes, He puts the sheep at His right. He recognizes the sheep for the good works they've done in love. He gives them the riches of paradise, and He's already made them ready for that final day. I just want to be a sheep. Well, not really a good song. A better way to say it is, I am a sheep, and not ba, 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 but alleluia. I am a sheep, alleluia. Say with me, I am a sheep. Alleluia. One more time. I am a sheep. Alleluia. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. It's a sheep. That's you and I. We look forward to the Good Shepherd coming. Amen.